Okay, so today is Daf Ayin Ches, and we are on Daf Ayin Ches. Yeah, I learned today's Daf for Schos Refuah Shleimer for Chayim Ben Rachel. So we were discussing the word O. The question was whether when the word O came to be a B-boy or came to be a mute. So the Gemara had said that, Rava had said, that depended on the context of the Pasuk. If the concept of the Pasuk was Shor Oseh, right, for short, because we're talking about the Indian of Kilayim, whether O is Marbe Kilayim or it excludes Kilayim. So when the Pasuk said Shor Oseh, those are two animals that cannot crossbreed, cannot interbreed, and therefore there would be no possibility of Kilayim between the two of them. So therefore, if it's a Shor Oseh, then that's coming to include Kilayim. But if it says by Kesev O'ez, which are two animals that can mate, then if you have O, that's coming to exclude Kilayim, because the default would be to have Kilayim as part of it. So O is to exclude it. So the Gemara then says, so that's why the Gemara said that when it came to Kachim, it says Kesev O'ez, where that is Atayochol Tzi Kilayim Ibneim, then O is Lamayit. So Kachim, we're saying O is Lamayit, that you can't bring Kilayim as Kachim. The Gemara says, on top of Ayin Ches, Bahagabi Kachim, when it came to Kachim, you only quoted the end of the Pasuk, which was, the end, right, the full Pasuk was, Shor O Kesev O'ez Ki Yivaleid, right, that's the Pasuk. But then, Shor O Kesev O'ez, he says, Lagabi Kachim, it's short, right, so we only quoted Kesev O'ez, which are two items that can crossbreed. Thank you very much. But, oh, you went to Zundel, I was a little. Okay. Because you didn't have it here.
I was able to go there.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So, but the next part says Kesev O'ez. It's the beginning of the pasuk, Shor O'Kesev. Those are also two items that can't be. So why would you possibly quote that last phrase, which is two items that can't crossbreed, when therefore O is Lamayit? If you go to the beginning of the pasuk, Shor O'Kesev, the two items that may not crossbreed, and therefore O should be Marbe. She says, V'hag l'gabi kachim, nami namar Shor O'Kesev, she'ein atayochol otzi klaim yibneyo, v'narbe. And therefore, according to your rule, there should be a revoy, and Kalayim should be included in what can be brought for the Kachim. So Gemara says, I mean, the safe Lemayit, Reish Nailayit. No, since the safe is O is a miut, the Reish is O is also a miut. The Gemara says, wait a second, another Rabba. Me Reish of the Rabba, safe and Nailayit Rabba. So why do it that way? Just start from the beginning. Go to the beginning of the Pasuk. The first one's a revoy, so the second one's a revoy. So Gemara says, no, you can't be. In other words, you would need two miutim, you wouldn't need two revoyim. Because once you're marbe one thing, the two things that we're worried about are the Kilayim and a Nidme. Once you're marbe kalayim, nidme is all the way included. You don't need two ribuyim, but two miutim you would need. Why? Hai mai, iyamar bishlam alimayet hu de itzrich trei miuti. Then I need two miute. O and O would be two miute, right? The afagad the imayet kalayim itzrich limut me nidme. Because that even though one miut would say the kalayim can't be brought on the mizbeach, I would say the nidme again. The nidme is the animal that. It's the animal that doesn't look like either of its parents. It's like a mutant and looks like something else. So that technically is not kilayim. So you would say that sugar on this bath. Therefore, I need a second O to be might that. But trei ribuy lamel. Why would I need two ribuyim? In other words, if I say the ratio is a ribuy and the safe is a ribuy, what do I need two ribuyim for? Hash to kilayim arbele nidbim boy. I would just say that you're marbe kilayim. Why would I need to include another O for nidme? Therefore, if I have two things over here, I'm going to go the way of a miut, because I can learn two miutim. There's no need for two ribuyim. Okay. So now the question is, though, Rav had this binyanav. Rav had this binyanav. Rav's binyanav was, right, he said, Zebarav kol makam shemar seh eino ela lahotzi esaklayim. So seh, that comes to exclude kilayim. The question now is, where do you need this binyanav of seh to exclude kilayim? Because every place we brought up right now, it was either a revoy or a miyot, or something else in the pasuk that we didn't have this binyanav. So ela hadam a rava zebanav kol makom shemar seh eino ela lahotzi esaklayim lemay hilchasa. Pachas, what is it coming to teach us? Ela kachim, if it comes to teach us that seh comes to exclude kilayim by kachim, we're not learning it from seh by the kachim. Behedjik sibuhu shor o keseh pratli kilayim. We learned it from o to exclude kilayim. We're not learning it out from the seh, we just learned it out from the o, which was to exclude it. We learned it out from the pasuk. So say, oh, but ela meiser, maybe learning out to meiser to teach us that, actually Rashi points out that there is no there is no lashon of set in the pasuk of Meiser. The pasuk of Meiser is Kol Meiser Bakar Vatzon. So it says tzon. Rashi says sen, tzon are the same thing. That's what Rashi points out. So there he said, you're not learning it out from the binyan of to exclude kilayim from maaser, because that, tachas tachas, yolach mikachim. All the halachas of maaser we learn out from kachim, from this hekish of tachas tachas. It says by maaser, tashkol asher yavor tachas shevet, ha-shevet, not shevet, ha-shevet, right? And by kachim it says, v'hayu shivashem tachas imos. So tachas tachas, whatever applies to kachim applies to maaser. So therefore, I'm not learning it out from the binyan of, I'm learning it out from kachim. Just like kachim, you exclude kilayim, so too by maaser you exclude kilayim. Every time there's maaser, you have to say the vorder of pam. You just have to. So pam es, the halach is by maaser, is that you can't just take your whole crop and just take 10% and put it away. You have to count. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th one. So everyone asks, why do you do it that way? Why can't you just say, oh, I have 1,000 sheep, I'll take 100, put it for Meiser. The Bible says, what you have to count is because you have to realize how much Hashem gives you. You go, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 8 for me, 9 for me, I have 1 for Hashem. It's not such a big deal. Because it changes your perspective by looking at how you count. Okay, so ilagabi b'chor, so now we're trying to figure out, I think everyone's quoting that word today. So, he says,
especially for the person we all heard it from.
It's the first time I heard it. I heard it was from Rabbi Leibowitz. So
really?
Yeah, I heard it from years ago. I bet you Rabbi Leibowitz heard it from the same person you heard it from.
Exactly.
Why are we saying the person from Rabbi Rosser? He who shall not be named. No, Rabbi Rosser said it all the time. Okay. So then we're going to do. So what's the binyanav? So maybe this binyanav is to exclude kilayim from the halachas of bechor. No, because bechor we learn out from meiser. Havar havar yalef meiser. The pasuk right says by the bechor v'havarta kol petarechal l'Hashem, and it says by meiser. It says kol asher yavor tachas hashemes. So since meiser we learn from kachim and bechor we learn from meiser, you have this whole chain learning out that just by kachim we have it's prepared in the pasuk they exclude kilayim. So where is Rava's din of kol makom shenemar se eno el hotzias kilayim? What do we use it for? So the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, not only that, I have another way to say that we're not going to learn it out for bechor. Inami nidme, right? Nidme amarta lo. We know the pasuk. There's a Gedeiros Akasa that says a nidme does not have the halachas of bechor, because the pasuk says by bechor ach bechor shor. It says bechor shor, and the limud is ad sheyehu shor ubechor shor. It has to look like a shor, and its bechor has to look like a shor. So that gets rid of a nidme. So if a nidme is excluded, of course kilayim is excluded. So kilayim yibayi. So again, where do we have this binyan of Rava? Again, it says kol makom shenemar se. Anytime it says the word se, that comes to exclude kilayim. So the Gemara says elaki itmar de Rava leinyan peter chamor. It comes to the peter chamor, with the firstborn of the chamor, which has some kedusha. You have to redeem the firstborn of the bechor onto a se, and you take that se and you give it to a kohen. And if you don't want to put it on a se, you put it onto money, and you give the money to a kohen. And if you don't want to redeem it at all, then you have to break the neck of the donkey. So elakit by the rav inya petachamor ukiditnan, because the pasuk says in Bechor, it says, what's the full pasuk? I don't have the pasuk. Ach bechor shor bechor se bechor eiz lo tetekos heimes utam zoyel. No, the pasuk is ach bechor shor. Ach bechor shor. No. The petach hamor is yigimel. Right, where is that? Oh, the whole petach hamor tifteh b'seh. Period. Okay, there. That's the pasuk. The whole petach hamor tifteh b'seh. It's not quoted in the Torah or over here. Okay, the whole petach hamor tifteh b'seh. Uchidetnan, and we learn in the Mishnah is the Mishnah b'choros. Ain podim. You cannot redeem the petach hamor. You cannot redeem it lo be'egel. You can't put it onto a cow or a shor because that it says seh, and that's not a seh. Velo b'chaya, and you can't put it on a chaya, which would be like Rashi says, like a tzvi or aya, like a deer. Velo b'treifa, and you can't redeem it onto an animal that's going to die. That's a treifa. Velo b'kilayim, you can't redeem it onto kilayim. Velo b'koi, and you can't put it onto a koi. A koi machlokes rachash, what a koi is. If it's a mixed breed, you don't know what it is. It's a breed by itself. But you see, kilayim is that you can't be. Why not? Because it says seh. So that's why. That's the exclusion. So the Gemara says, fine, that's wonderful. But what about according to Rabbi Lazar de Matir b'kilayim? Rav Elazar says you are allowed to redeem the Petach Hamor with onto an animal that's from Kilayim. Right, to Tanan, because that Mishnah in Bechoros continued, Rabbi Elazar, Matir B'Klayim, Mipnei Shehu Seh. He says it's still considered a Seh, because it's born from Seh. It may not it may be Klayim, but it's still considered a Seh. So the Mai Hilchasa. So according to him, what does the Binyan Av of Rava teach us? We said the Binyan Av of Rava taught us to exclude Kilayim from Petach Hamor, but now he allows you to do the Petach Hamor with Kilayim. So Amalach, Rav Elazar would say, I think it's a little out of order, because Rav Elazar is telling me what Rava's din is, right? Rav Elazar is a little, right, says Rebbe Elazar, which is before Rava, right? Yeah, okay. So, Amalach Rav Elazar, yeah. Ki itma der, is quoted in the Mishnah. Ki itma der Rava, the binyan av of Rava, which is, okay, letame shenolad min hatahor, the iburo min hatame. It comes to exclude, I guess, to an iser achila, an animal that is born from a tahor mother and a tame father. Rashi says, "Para, it's a cow, sheyolda sus va'aviv sus. A sus is with a cow, and the cow gives birth to a sus, right? Para sheyolda sus va'aviv sus. O Rachel, I guess it's a lamb, sheyolda chazir va'aviv chazir. The asar ba'achila. Gemara asks, how's that possible? In a moment, but Atzer Bachil, the Ksiv, the Gemara Pasuk says, Zos HaBehema SheTochlu Shor Seh K'Savim, the Kevin the Ksiv Seh, Prat L'Kilayim. He says, the Seh there, it includes Kilayim. Gemara says, Delo Ki Rabbi Yeshua, and that goes against the Halacha of Rabbi Yeshua. Di Rabbi Yeshua, he learns out that Isser is Misek K'Savim V'Seh Izim. Where he says, K'Savim and Izim, Nafkali, Achi Oviv Kevin V'Imo Kivso. He says the plural, that it had to be both the mother and father had to be the same. So Gemara says, wait a second, you're telling me to exclude this case for Tahora Mitameya Mimabra. It's impossible, it's just physically impossible. A Tahora and a Tameya cannot create offspring. It doesn't work that way. Right? The Gemara, Rashi quotes the Gemara Bechoros. He says, V'ha kaimilam aperakamad Bechoros, lo olam emis aberis, lo Tameya mena Tahora, lo Tahora Mitameya. They can't crossbreed. I'm assuming that maybe genetically it also doesn't work, but the Gemara quotes it from the Gemara. It's not possible. So what's the case? Again, you told me that the binyan av of Rava, according to Rabbi Lezer, is to exclude this case of a tameh being nolad from a tahor the ibur tameh, meaning a cow gives birth to a sus after it had relations with a sus. That's an impossibility, the Gemara says. So what's the binyan av of Rava coming to exclude? So the Gemara says in yeah there is a case, and it's different than what you said in the kaimelon. The Kaimalon, the Iaber Mikolot Kirabi Shimon. It begets an offspring from a kolot in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So what's going on here? And so Rashi says, the Iaber Mikolot. So kolot means it doesn't have the split hoofs. Its hooves are not split. He says, kolot parsosav klutos v'nolad min parsosav klutos v'nolad min hatahor. So Rabbi Shimon Karilei Tame. What's the case? So you have an offspring. I'm going to read this right. The Tanya B'choros. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Gamal Gamal Shnei Pamim. It says the word Gamal twice. Right? Echad Gamal Hanola Min HaGamala. The Echad Gamal Hanola Min HaPara. One's a Gamal that's born from a cow. What does that mean? Vafilu Ivratom Min HaTahar. Basically what happens is you have we know that the mother of this animal is Tahora, and the father was a Kolot. Meaning it was born from kosher animals. Just it had a genetic mutation where its hooves weren't split. So that offspring, according to Rav Shimon, is not kosher animal. That's what the binyan of Rava is coming to exclude, according to Rabbi Lezer, because of that case, you say, it says seh, that case it can't include a kolot. That animal becomes asur v'chila.
Because even though we know what it is.
Right, so it's a big lumdus. How does that work? We know it's a kosher animal, just that it's missing a simen.
Right, so
simen or siba. How does it work?
Right, so for a carbon that makes sense.
So that's a demur. But maybe we say that the split hoofs is a siba, that you have to have it in order to do it. Right, we read the whole Rashi. Rashi says as follows.
Isn't there a whole thing on fish that if it doesn't have
fish is different. Or, fish is a different story.
Right. Simen.
Okay, but if you know that it doesn't have it, even though the species have it, so you have it. There's a kosher. Yisrael says, the Tanya B'choros, look at Rashi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gamal Gamal Shnei Pa'amim, Echa Gamal Nol Min HaGamala, one is a camel born from a camel, the Echa Gamal Nol Min HaPara, one is a camel born from apart. Like, meaning it doesn't have a split hooves. They choose a car, it doesn't have a split hooves. Vafilu ivrato min atahar mishor gamor k'asar of Shimon. Even if it was born from a para and from a shore, that kalut, that offspring is considered kalut, and since it's offspring. That's basically the Rashi continues that there's a machlokes there with Rabbi Yeshua. But the basic thing is that this animal that we know came from kosher parents, nevertheless, if it's missing one of the simanim, can't be eaten. Okay. Bayi Rava. That's the binyanav. That's the whole Xeris Akasa. That's what the binyanav is. Said. That's what it comes. So Bayi Rava. Okay, following case. Hare Ala Ola. Ah, you say, right? Mati, you say, I'm going to bring a Korban Ola. Korban Ola is a bunch of different types of animals that can be brought. He says, Hare Alai Ola, the Hifrish Shore. And you separate a nice, big ox to be the korban. Uba acher v'ganav. And I come ahead and I steal the ox. I take it away from you. And I guess I can't. So me, and I guess I get rid of it. I don't know. You can't have it. All right. Me pater ganav nashe bekeves l'rabanon uba olos os l'rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Can I now return to you either a sheep or a bird? And you say, here, use this. Or they would steal for you a korbanola. So here's a sheep, use that as a korbanola. Or here's the bird, use that as a korbanola. Those animals are also kosher korbanola. It's not. We have the following mission in Menachos. Guy says, Hare alai ola. Simple. I say, I am obligated myself to bring an ola. It's a neder, not a nadava, therefore I have a chrais. Hare alai ola. Yavi keves. I can bring a keves. Right? Rabbi Lazar Zayah Omer, Yavi Torah ben Yonah. If I say Hare ola, so therefore, I'm according to Rabbi Lazar, I can even bring birds. According to the Rabbanan, I can even bring according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, I can bring a keves. According to the Rabbanon, I can even bring a bird. So when I steal it from Mati, you just stole an ola. So just because you set aside this mahudar animal, maybe I can be yotzi my chiyuv hashava with the lower level animal, because you'd still be yotzi your chiyuv of the ola, right? Mi arminon shame ola kabul alive. You're very brisk Gemara. Maybe it says shame ola. You just were mekal upon yourself to bring an ola, and therefore I'll give you back anything that constitutes an ola. I already set aside a shore. I wanted to bring a mahudr. I wanted to bring a real mahudr or ola, and you stole them at mahudr ola. So, after they asked the question, they answered it. According to Rabbanan, you can bring a keves, because they say, ola, you only obligate yourself a keves. And according to Rabbanan and Zayah, you can even bring a bird. It's meaning when you said, ola, since you can get rid of your obligation by bringing anything that fits as an ola, I can return to you that fits like an ola.
You give the answer. It's
neder nadava.
That's the problem.
Well, if it was nadava, then you have no achrayus. No. You say harelai ola, so you have an obligation to bring an ola. You don't have an obligation to bring this ox.
I have to bring
a korban ola.
But you set aside that ox.
But that's not part of my neder. That's just the animal I happen to have set aside, according to the other mandamer. Okay. Right. Rav Acha b'Reid from Ika Masna Behedja. He learned it beferish. He said there's no suffix. We had it at Boy Rava. He learns it as Amar Rava. Amar Rava Harei Ola v'Hifrishor Bar Acha Gravo Patratzim v'Kevs Rabbanim Olos Over Rabbi Lozman Azariah. So there's an interesting Maariz Chayis. The Maariz Chayis brings out the following case. I can't think of the Sefer he quotes, but he quotes the Sefer and he quotes the Chacham Tzvi. He says, what about the following case? Guy buys himself a nice, beautiful Mahudr Esrog. Someone steals the Esrog, I guess in the second day. You end up, someone steals the Esrog, and they says, okay, you know, I'll pay you back 30. So I won't give you $100 Esrog, I'll pay you back $30 Esrog. Why not? See from here that the Hidur doesn't count. He says the Hidur doesn't count. So he says it. Yeah?
Yeah, but he actually paid.
He actually paid for a shore. You're on the right track. He actually paid for the shore.
Let's say he knocked off the guy's.
Oh, you mazik it. So maybe there's a difference between mazik and Zayla. Yeah, it's possible also.
Uh-huh.
But so he says similar to Mr. Forrest saying it's a little different. The Tchaius brings down the Chacham Tzvi. Argus says no, there's a big difference over here. He says the Esrog has monetary value. You bought it. Theoretically, you could sell it. He goes into the whole thing whether you can sell the Kedusha or not. But he says you can sell it and therefore it's a monetary loss. But the shore, you can't sell it. You can't do, in this case over here by the carbon, you can't do anything with it. You set aside the shore, it no longer has any monetary value. So that's why he says there might be a difference. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, right.
All right. Next Mishnah. Okay. Mecharo chutz me'echa mimea shabo. I'm going to sell you 99% of this animal. I'm keeping 1% of the animal to myself. Right? So that means I stole it. If I sell it, I have to pay dal v'hei. But I didn't do a complete sale. I only sold it. The guy only sold it 99%. I left over a residual ownership in the animal. Or he has shutfus. And that's actually what the case is. Rashi says, kodem she nignivo. Right, I guess he stole it from his partner, seems what Rashi is. So 50% of the animal is his to begin with. Whatever percentage was his, it's his to begin with. Then he shets it. So whatever whatever was his ownership, he shetted a beheter. And that, right? So therefore you say, you're not chayiv dal v'hei. Hashochet v'nisnabla. I shecht it, but I make it in the vela. I don't do a good job, I guess. V'nisnabla b'yodo. V'hanocher. I ripped out its heart. V'hanocher. V'hamaker. Or I rip out its simonim. I trafe it up. I don't do a good shechita. Mishalem tashlumei kefel. I still have to pay kefel because I stole an item. So when I return it, I have to pay kefel. V'eino mishalem tashlumei baruch hamisha. But I don't have to pay dal v'hei because it's not a shechita. I didn't do a shechita. Oh, and in the first part, I didn't do a full mechira. So, but now the Gemara asks, though, my chutz me echa mimei shabo. What does it mean? What does it mean except for, you know, this percentage? I left over a tenth, a hundredth of it to mine. So, Amar Rav, Rav says, right, Rashi says, my chutz me echa mimei klomar mimei karmina di shayra harishi yura. What do you have to, what residual are you keeping? Like if you say I'm selling everything except for the fingernail, does that count? If I say I'm selling everything except for the hind legs, does that count? Like what's the residual that the Gemara Mishnah is talking about? So Amar Rav, chutz midaver hanitar imo b'shchita, meaning it's bedafka not considered a good mechira or a valid mechira to chayv dal v'hei if the residual I'm keeping is something a piece of its meat that would become mutter with the shchita. So I'm saying, chutz, except for the chazu of a shoulder, I want to keep that. I want to eat that, right? Rash says, hanitrimo, kimo kim gom mi b'saro. Aval, shioros oro v'karneo v'gizosel oro v'shir. Anything like its skin, or its horns, or its shearings, that doesn't become mutter because of the shechita. So if I leave that and say, I'm selling you everything except for the shearings, that's still considered a valid mechira. Okay? The Levi Amar, chutz mi gizoseha. Right, even if you land, I guess, if you sold the entire animal, even leaving over just the shearings, that still would not be considered a complete mechira. Levi Amar filu gizusel havishir. Even something that I think it goes all the way to gizusel because the shearings are usually something that's supposed to come off. It's like maybe say kolom. We just said kolom omi for Rabbi Shimon. Maybe here kolom omi legizu dami also. But he's saying no. Levi's saying even if you left over a small amount like the shearings, that's still not considered a valid mechira. So Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha on Rav, because Rav said, chutz midavar hanitamo b'shchita, we're going to quote three chokas in the Brisa, and none of those shitos seem to line up with Rav. Okay, Meisvei, machra chutz mi yada, chutz mi raglea, chutz mi karna, chutz mi gidosea, eino mishlam tashlumi arba v'chamisha. If the residual that you left over ownership are from its legs, I think it means its bottom legs, right? No?
Four leg
and hind leg. Okay. Chutz mi karna, except for its horns. Chutz mi gizoseh, ein or something, Rabbi Chamisha, you left it over. That Rabbi Omer, davar ma'akev b'shchita. The only thing that's not a good, if you kept something, that's ma'akev b'shchita. What does that mean, ma'akev b'shchita? Davar, Rashi says, davar sh'im nita l'mena nasis bon levele m'chayim. If you said anything that would create an invalid shechita. If I said I'm selling everything except for the kanu veshes, well, how do you do a shechita without the kanu veshes? So that's what he says is that's considered leaving over. Einu mishale machutz miyad machutz regel mishkanim because that einu shalat maybe omer dam akev shechita. The einu mishale tashim abra chamisha she einu ma'akev shechita mishal tashim chamisha. But if you left over something that's not ma'akev shechita, but if some other item that whatever it is that's not ma'akev shechita, that would be considered a valid sale. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, chutz mi karna einu mishlam tashlumi abra chamisha. If you left over the keren, left over the horn, you don't pay tashlumi abra chamisha, but the gizos, the shearings, you wouldn't be mishlam abra chamisha, I think, because the shearings are meant to come off. But bishma levi, so we had a machlokas in Rav and Levi. Rav said, davar anitar imo b'shchita. Levi said, chutz mi gizos seah. So Levi makes sense. Levi is going to go at the Tanakama, because the Tanakama said, chutz mi gizos seah. So Levi can plug it over there. But ela le Rav, come on, who does Rav hold like? Rav Shita was what invalidates the shechita is invalid shechita, meaning invalidates the chi of tashlumin because of the shechita is if you leave over a residual of something that becomes mutter via the shechita. But that's none of the shechitas in this brisa have that shechita. So Gemara says, Amri Rav to Amri ki haitana. Rav holds like a different tana. You only quote one brisa. There's another brisa that I hold up that has my shechita. The Amri ki haitana. The tanya can find the brisa. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, which is going to have a problem right away because we had Rav Shimon Elazar in our first brisa. Right. So there are two Rav Shimon Elazars. So the tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mechara chutz miyada, chutz miragla, eino mishnah tashlum abaru chamisha. If you sell it except for its yodayim or its raglayim, you don't pay abar chamisha because those are things that once you do shechita, you're mutter to eat them. That's exactly Rav Shita. But chutz mikarna, chutz mikizoseh, mishnah tashlum abaru chamisha. But if he sold it and the residual was the keren or the keren and the horns or the shearings, then that would be considered a valid sale to be mechayev tashlum abaru chamisha. If you see that Rav holds like this second brisa with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, so b'maika miflagi. So what's the source? What's the underlying machlokas between all these shitas? So Tana Kama, let's go back. So Tana Kama said what? That chutz miragla, chutz mikarna, chutz migzoseh. In other words, if you leave over anything, it's not a valid sale because Tana Kama says it says utvacho kulo ba'inam. When he says it's tavach umachar. It says utvacho. There's also things a partial shechita. You have to do a complete shechita at tvacho umacharo in the same pasuk. Just like it has to be a complete shechita, it has to be a complete mechira to sell the whole thing. He learns this the tekesh between tavach and machar. The Rebbe Savar, Rebbe says no. Utvacho midi da havi tvicha lafuke midi lo havi b'tvicha. What did Rebbe say again? Rebbe said in the brisa it's davar ma'akev b'shechita. So right, it's only something that. Only if the residual is something that's going to be ma'akev shechita, but if it's not ma'akev shechita, no, because I need tvacho. What's shechita? Something that if it's only going to do a shechita, something that's not going to invalidate the shechita, then it's fine. Lafuki midilo v'tvicho umecharo dumya de tvicho. Why is that? One second. I guess the mecher has to be similar to the tvicha. Meaning, so tvacho, whatever validates the tvicha, that's a good tvicha. And if I sold everything like the tvicha, that's fine. So if the macharo, the tvicha has to be something, as long as you don't leave over something that's ma'akiv the tvicha. So if I sold something that's not ma'akiv the tvicha, then that's a valid sale as well. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Savar, this is I think the first Rav Shimon ben Elazar Savar, he said that if I left over Karen, I'm not Mishlaim Abra Chamisha. I left over the shearings, I am a part Sham Abra Chamisha. He says, Karen, the Karen, which is not supposed to be taken off the head, have a shear. That's instead of a shear. The Ainam Mishlaim Tashlum Abra Chamisha. That's a residual. But the wool, is supposed to be sheared, lo have a shear. That's not considered a shear. Mishlaim Tashlum Abra Chamisha. That's going to be Abra Chamisha. So basically, I think he may be saying, like the Tanakama, but just saying that the gizos are supposed to be coming off. So if I leave that over, that's not considered leaving over something on the animal. The Idach Tan Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, what about the second Shimon Elazar, which is Rav Shita, which is Davar Hanitar Imo B'Shchita, Chutz Medavar Nitar B'Shchita, so that Savar Yadav V'Raglav V'Tzvicha Tzvicha Havishir. The Yadav and the Ragla, in order to eat, requires a Shchita. If I leave that, that's not considered, if I don't sell that, that's a residual that upsets the Chiyad Al V'Hei. But the horn and the shearing, that doesn't need tvicha, that's not havishir. I guess he doesn't have the hekesh between tvicha and mechira. But bottom line is, basically he just repeats his shita. He just says, again, it's just being, if something that the shita is going to matir, then something that the shita is going to matir, then that's considered a holdover. If it's something that the shita is not going to matir, it's not considered a holdover. The Gemara then says, what we mentioned before, Kasher Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar. We have two shitas Rav Shimon Elazar. Gemara says, no problem. Trei Tanai Aliba de Rav Shimon Elazar. There are two Tanaim who are cholik on what the understanding of Rav Shimon Elazar was. Okay. Okay. Now the more questions about when you toveyach, when you shecht it, is it considered valid of shechita to be chayav dal v'hei? Tana Rav Rabbanan. All right, we just mentioned these things that if you shecht it and you left a residual, what if you're shechting an animal that's already missing things? Right. So Tana Rav Rabbanan. Hagonev es hakitas. Kitas is a behemoth that's missing a limb. Hagonev es hakitas. The es hakigeres, or I think that's a limping animal, right? Animal, right. It's lame. The es hasuma, or it's blind. The chen hagonev behema shutofin, or you steal an animal that belongs to shutvin. Chayev. In all these cases, you would be chayev dal v'hei, because you shechted the entire animal. You didn't leave anything over. The previous cases were you had an animal and you only shechted 75% because you had the residual. Here, you have 100% of the animal and you shechted it. You did it for the entire animal, right? Even if you sold it, right? We should talk from Sheganavu Paturim. And partners that stole together are potter. So Gemara now asks, wait a second. Vatanya Shutafim Sheganavu Chayavim. We have a brisa that says that Shutafim that steal together are Chayav. So I have a steer in the brises. One brisa says that Shutafim Gonavu Potter, one says that they're Chayav. So Amar Nachman Rachman says, Lo Kasha, there's no question. Kam Shutaf Sheganavu Chavero, Kam Shutaf Sheganavu Alma. The case of where we said that the Shutafim are potter is where a case where one Shutaf steals from the other Shutaf. We're partners, and I take the animal and I steal it. So therefore, when I sell it or I shecht it, I'm not selling b'isser or shechtim b'isser the entire animal. 50% whatever percentage belongs to me. So it's not a tevichu mechira. But Khan, the Bryce said that the both chayavim is b'shutaf sheganam alma. We have two partners that stole together the animal of one person, and they became shutafim in the gneva. I guess they did together. Therefore, if one of them then goes ahead and shechts it, that's the chayav dalad v'hei. I guess they're both chayav dalad v'hei. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara now asks on this answer. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman. So the Braisa says, Yochol Shutof Shagana Michavero. You may have thought that a Shutof who steals from his friends and the Shutofim Shagunvu and Shutofim that steal together, you Chayavim, that they will be Chayav Dal Vehei, Tamalomar Utuvacho, Kulu Ba'inim Velek. You have to Utuvacho, and it's Veleka. So your answer was that Shutofim that stole from another person and then went Shetel is Chayav, we have this fine Braisa that says that it's Potter, right? Because it says kulo ba'ina v'leka. Both cases, it's not the case. The shutof who steals from his friend, well, then part of it belongs to him. And when two steal together, one can't shech the other person's or sell the other person's portion in the geneva. So therefore, you see from here that even shutofim that stole and shecht it or sold it, they're paturim. Not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said Rabbi Chayev. So Ella, again, Ella always means we reject what we said before and we say a new answer. Ella, Amar Rav Nachman, Okasha. Again, we have these two steers between a brisa of Shutafim Sheganavu. One says Potter, one says Chayev. Kan B'Shutof Shetavach Ladas Chaveru. Kan B'Shutof Shetavach Shelo Ladas Chaveru. We're talking about a case that after the Ganavim, these partners stole, one went ahead and either shechted or sold the animal. The first case was he went and he shechted or sold the animal with the approval of the partner. And he's a shliach. Remember we said Ein Shliach L'Var Aveira, but here was one of the Gzeiros HaKasos, which was an exception. So he's a shliach, so therefore there's acquiescence, and therefore they're chayev. But Khan, the Bryce says, but their potter is b'shutof shetavach shelo l'das chaveiro. One of the shutofim went ahead and sold it without the acquiescence of the other partner. So therefore he wasn't selling the whole thing, because part of it wasn't technically his to sell, and that's why he is potter. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, shutof shetavach l'das chaveiro. It's the last Rashi in the short lines. Says Shutof Shetavach Ladas Chaveru Mishalmin Ben Shneihem. Both of them they split. I mean, after 50-50 they split. To Ika Utvacho Kulo Bichiyuvo, because the entire thing was shechted or sold Bichiyuv. Da Tovei Chayev Al Chelko. The Tovei is Chayev on his Chelik. The Chaveru Nami Aso Shliach. The Chaveru said yes. He's a Shliach. Vaharavina Leel the Yesh Shliach Dvar Vero Hacha. Here is one of the exceptions where we say Shliach Dvar Vero. We saw that just like last week, I think. Darmin and Tachas. We had the Gezer custom of Tachas. Lerabos is a Shliach. So therefore, don't ask me about Ein Shliach Dvar Vero. Here is the exception. One of the exceptions of Shliach Dvar Vero. And then, but Shutof Shetavach Shalol Das Chaveru Rashi says Potter Deleka V'Tavacho Kula B'Chiyuvo, because there's not a whole thing that's being sold or shechted B'Chiyuv. The Bahu Pahalga the Chaveri No Nas a Shliach. That 50% he was not a Shliach. V'Havelei Kitoveach U'Mocher Achav Aganav the Potter. So because Mocher Achav Aganav, which is Potter, he's selling. If you steal something and I take it and then sell it, it's not. I'm not Chayav Dal V'Hei on that. Right? Bal Chelko Nami Potter. And what about his 50%? He's also Potter. Because he didn't sell the whole thing. The whole thing wasn't sold b'chiyuv. My 50% was sold b'chiyuv. Your 50% is not sold b'chiyuv. It's not considered a tvich or mechira in order to obligate you to pay dal v'hei. Okay, now the Gemara Rashi asked, though, what about earlier on? Right, we said earlier on, I think it's on the Ayin Aleph also, Chamisha Bakar v'achila Chamisha Chatzi Bakar. Remember, he stole it and he paid 50, you know, five, sold from Shutafim, you could pay to each one, even half bakar. Why not here say half? So Gemara says no, because Hani Mili Hecha Shegonav Behemos Hashutotvin V'Tavacho V'Achar Kachodel Echam Ehem Al Chelko T'Bishas Tvicha Kula B'Chiyuvo. What happened over there is one person stole an animal belonging to five people, and then he shechs it. So when he did that, there was a complete chiyuv to start. So the pasuk says that he can pay, you know, if he admits to one of them, so he's putter from paying that one, but he can pay for the other ones. Because at the outset, when he did the shechita or the tvicha, there was a 100% chiyuv. But over here, when he did the tvicha or mechira, there was never 100% chiyuv, because part of it belonged to somebody else who didn't give him permission. We say later on, that a partner who shechs not in accordance with the will of his partner, then he would be potter. Okay. Next, Shilas. Comes Rav Yirmiyah. Boy, Rav Yirmiyah. Mechara chutz mishloshim yom. I sell the animal, except that I say I own it for 30 days. Meaning it's a future sale, you're going to get it in 30 days. Chutz mimalachta. Or I sell it, chutz mimalachta. Meaning you are allowed to use this animal for tvicha only. But if you work the animal, I get the produce. Okay? Right? Chutz miubara. Or I sold it, and the animal's pregnant, and I sold you the whole thing, except for the fetus. So mahu, what's the din? Is that considered a full sale, or is it not considered a full sale? And he's potter. So Gemara is going to talk about the last question of the ubar. So aliba demanda amar ubar yerach imo. Says a machlokus whether considered the ubar is considered a limb of the animal. Ubar yerach imo, ubar laver yerach imo. So aliba demanda amar ubar yerach imo. Who, according to my amar, says that ubar is an appendage, is a part of the mother. Loti ba'ilach. We know that's not no shaila. The hashir ba, because then you left over. What's the difference? You left over the leg. You left over the uber. It's part of the animal. You leave it over. Kiti ba'ilach. The shaila would be a leave man the amar uber lav yerachimo. According to my number, it says uber is not yerachimo. My, what's the halacha? They would say that the two separate kufin. Neima amrina keva the mechuber ba havishir. Maybe since it's connected to it, I mean, it may not be halachically connected to it, but it's physically connected to it. So then maybe that's considered a residual. Odilma keva the lamifresh minekai. Since it's supposed to be come out like the shearings, maybe it's supposed to come out lo havishir. It's not considered a residual, and therefore it would be a full fledged mechira. Ikad amri. Some say the other way. Kevan the lav yerach imo. If you say lav yerach imo, no problem, lo havi shiur. That's not a shiur. It's a separate entity. You don't have to worry about it. O dilma, or do you say, kevan that tsarich leishtarui b'hadu shchita kamana shiur gufa dami teku? Or do you say that this ubar, in order for this ubar at the present moment, in order for this ubar to become permitted to be eaten, the mother has to be shechted, there's a connection between the two of them, so it would be a shiur. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. Okay, Viter. What we're here today, let's review tomorrow. So boyi Rav Papa. Rav Papa says this, asks the following question. Ganava, you stole the animal, kitaha, right? Umachara ma'o. I stole an animal, and then I chopped off its leg. And then I sell it as is. So ma'o, what's the din over there? It's not a trefa. So I said, what's the din over there? Am I chayav arvul chamish or not? Mi armina mai deganav halozov. And do we say that which he stole, he did not sell, because he stole full animals, only selling a partial animal. O dilma madazov and hashayt l'shayer. But whatever he did sell, there's no residual. He sold a full animal. Teku also leaves that as a teku. I guess in all those cases, the teku here would be pater, because we have to say motzi mechamir ol v'raya. So you probably would say that you're pater. Okay. Tana Ramonam. Okay, but
we're assuming that animal's still alive, then.
The animal's alive, and it's not a trefa.
Right. Okay.
We'll stop here.
No, let's finish Amud Aleph.
What?
Let's finish Amud Aleph.
Let's finish Amud Aleph, but it keeps going all the way to the Mishnah.
Because there is less copy than it's made to take.
What do you mean? You're going away tomorrow?
No.
The pages are very, take a lot of
time. Okay, I'll read. Tanur We learn. Just take the whole book with you. Tanur Ramon. Ganav v'nasan la'acher v'tavach. Right, so guy stole an animal and he gives it to somebody else to shecht it for him. V'tavach, right? So ganav v'nasan la'acher v'tavach. Or ganav, he stole it v'nasan la'acher umacher. He gives it to a third party to sell. Okay, we'll stop here. So, ganav, he stole an animal v'hiktish and he was makdishit. Ganav v'hikif, he was stole it. And he was hikif. What's that? Machar amana v'asra. I guess he sold it on credit, right? He didn't get money at the time of the sale. Or ganav v'hichlif. He stole it, and I guess he borrowed it with somebody else. Ganav v'nasav matana. He stole it and gave it to somebody as a matana. Ganav uparachovu, he stole it and used the animal to repay a loan. Ganav uparach behekefo, or he stole it and paid back, I guess, a payment obligation that he has. In other words, I guess he owed somebody money, he hadn't paid them yet. He paid off his tab. Right? Ganav vishalach sivlonos beis chamav. He stole it and he gave this as the sivlonos, I believe, are the gifts that the chassan gives to the kala. Right? In all these cases, mishalim tashlim evar v'chamisha. He has to pay dalav behei. So Mar says, what's the chiddush in all these cases? Right, this is off the cuff, Marcel, but for you, okay? So, my kamashmalan, learning together now, okay? My kamashmalan. So, Ashmi Inan Resha, what's the chiddush in all these cases? The Resha is the chiddush, Ganav Nasan Acher V'Tavach, the Yeshliach Dvar Avera. The Resha is chiddush over here that we, in these cases, we say, Yeshliach Dvar Avera. The Afagad Machol Torah Kul, Yeshliach Dvar Avera, Hacha Yeshliach Dvar Avera. Why? Umay Taima, because the Pasuk says, we mentioned before, Utvacho Umucharo. My mechira de lo efshar de lo av al yidei acher. Mechira needs a third party. Without a question, you need a third party for mechira. So atvicha al yidei acher mechayev. So tutvicha, if you do it by a third party, you are chayev. The Ashmi'in and Seifa, the second part of the Mishnah, which is a gun of the Hikdish, right? Ashmi'in and Seifa, gun of the Hikdish, that you chayev, mali mechor lehejot, mali mechor leshamayim. It makes no difference whether I sell it to a hedjot, or I quote, sell it leshamayim. In all those cases, I was motzi, the item from the reshus of the owner to a Rishus Acheres, and therefore I would be chayv. Stop here? Yeah, okay. Stop here. Everyone have an excellent day.